Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Junto Presents. The premier podcast for genre fiction and audio drama. We bring you an original presentation performed by talented Hollywood actors utilizing top-notch audio production techniques. Join us at Franklin Manor, home to the Junto, a gentleman's club in the classic style where adventurers, mystics, and other unique individuals gather to socialize and conduct their private business. We offer you a glimpse at the strange and wonderful things to be found there. So please, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Junto Presents.
Hello and welcome to this week's Transpondence from the Archives of Franklin Manor. My name is David Parkin.
And I'm Robert Gibbs. We thank you for joining us for yet another evening here at Franklin Manor.
Tonight we're broadcasting from the parlor, home to the massive fireplace built with the stones taken from the home of Thomas Mugg Moggridge, an original member of the Junto.
The parlor is where members of the Junto will gather after dinner to drink brandy, smoke cigars, and tell stories.
In addition to sharing stories from our archives, we hope this podcast becomes a touchstone for our members.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. The Junto has grown so much over the years that there are actually members who have never even been to Franklin Manor.
Which, come on, is inexcusable considering we have a portal to the trans-altering electric system right here on the ground.
Installed by Nikola Tesla himself.
That's right.
Honestly, it's worth it to come in for a nightcap. And if you can't make the time, have a member of the Sisterhood of Time Travelers do it for you.
Traversers.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that before. They say you don't travel through time, you traverse it. Time travel is just science fiction.
My apologies, ladies.
Speaking of traveling, our dispatch this evening is about a different sort of ferryman.
A unique story about a man with a unique job.
Tonight we give you Calvin Byrne in A Driver for the Dead.
When I was in school, the teacher used to ask us what we wanted to be when we grew up. Tommy Flanagan wanted to be a fireman. He drives the vacuum train for a subway now. Karen Hammett wanted to be a senator. She got knocked up in high school and moved away in the 90s to escape an abusive husband. Jimmy Escato wanted to be a cop. He died holding up a liquor store. Me? I always wanted to drive a cab. Cab drivers are the heartbeat of the city. Those silent blood cells that maneuver the veins of this beast of an organism that we call New York. They see everything and say nothing. So visible, they're invisible. I wanted to be that trusted ferryman. Know every street, every exit, every shortcut. I'm the only one in my class whose dreams came true. Mostly because it wasn't a big dream, but also because the man in charge knew that just like all the other kids, my time on this earth wouldn't end up at all like I planned it. Every cab driver starts the day in debt. Every cent he makes up to a certain point goes to pay someone else for cab rental, fuel, licenses. They all work damn hard to get that dollar. Once they get there, a lot of drivers will ease up a bit. Me? I don't have that problem. Because I don't get paid at all. I had my light off for about 9 seconds before I caught sight of two legs standing on the corner where Canal meets Bowery off the bridge. Her tight red dress was doing me plenty of favors, but none for her on account of the rain. When I saw she was barefoot, I knew I was in for a story. Where to, sister?
I don't know.
Why don't you think about it on the street and get another ride when you do know?
No, please. I just need to think a minute.
Normally I say no to this request. I've been doing this so long, I can see trouble at a glance. But a girl that looks like this don't ride in cabs alone unless it's serious. When I notice those big brown eyes ain't wet from the rain, I know I'm right.
What time is it?
Past 10.
I'm late.
For what?
I don't know.
You can't be late if you don't know where you're going.
Where do people usually go?
I guess now's the time I tell you. My cab ain't like the others. I only pick up those who need me. Sometimes that need arises so fast, they don't know what's supposed to come next. There's a train. It takes you the rest of the way. I can get you where you need to go before you take it.
Where does the train go?
That's a decision you've already made, sister.
But before that, I can go anywhere?
It's your cab. I'm just driving it. She knew where she wanted to go and she marched me right inside. If Broadway's the reason they come to this city, it's usually the reason they're riding with me. And the last place they want to see before they move on. A show. This is what you were late for? You're an actress?
Marion, on stage. She's my understudy. She's fantastic, isn't she?
She's good.
I would like to dedicate tonight's performance to our dear star, Sandra Platt. She should have been on this stage with all of us tonight, but she was killed earlier this evening in a car accident. She touched each of us in so many different ways, and we will never forget her.
Every fair is different. It seems that the people in most piece know more about where they're at, where they're going, and even what comes next. Like I said, my cab ain't like the others.
Marion becomes famous. This performance is her breakout. She'll be discovered and ride the lights as far as they go. I'm glad something good came from this, at least.
Here we are, Grand Central.
I don't seem to have any money.
Your last ride's on us.
Will I ever see New York again?
Where you're going, you won't want to, sister.
I thought you didn't know where I was going.
When you've done this as long as I have, you develop instincts. I felt the tingle as she leaned over the seat and kissed me on that sweet spot between my temple and my eye. As I watched a shapely figure bound toward the station in the rain, I smiled. For the first time in a long time. If every fare was like Sandra's, I'd have the greatest job on any plane of existence. As I take a moment to enjoy this feeling, I see some graffiti on the building across the street. If you can't hear my words, can you see them? Something hits me about that, but I don't have time to place it before...
Any trouble?
Diane, the disembodied voice of my own personal hell. No, Diane, that was one of the good ones.
So write a poem about it, you sap. Stop screwing around. You know how busy it gets when it rains? 57th and Ash. This one's an angry son of a bitch.
Yes, ma'am. 150 people die in this city every day. The last ride ain't easy for most. It sure as hell ain't easy for me.
Brooklyn.
What's your name?
Take me to Brooklyn, mother...
You can't touch or talk to anyone when you get there, sister. I can help you deliver a message, but that could affect what train you take.
I already know what train I'm taking. There's only two, and I ain't going uptown, you know what I'm saying?
There's only two trains, but there are different stops.
How you know that?
If you take the time to think about it, you'll know, too. Listen, I'll do whatever it is you need me to do, but I can tell you right now, the time for hate and pain and revenge is over.
That bitch killed me. I never even met him before. You know why he did it?
Your situation isn't going to change no matter what the reasons.
To join a gang. That's all. How is that fair?
So what's the plan when you get to Brooklyn?
To mess him up.
How are you going to do that? You're gone. You can't touch him. He can't hear you, see you.
People see ghosts all the time.
The ghosts people see have been gone for hundreds of years. They're in a hell worse than anything waiting for you on the train. This, right here, is where fairness begins, sister. Now's the time to reflect, say goodbye, maybe even apologize.
I've never apologized for anything in my life.
Your life is over. So you held that streak. Now what do you say you start a new one? I can't take you back in time, but that doesn't mean you can't change.
The Bronx Zoo?
Bronx Zoo it is.
I've never been to a zoo. Hell, I've never been inside a taxi neither.
Tonight, Jordan, is a night for firsts. And it's a night for lasts. No matter how angry, no matter how rich or old or young, they all have regrets. I guess it's human nature to want to do better, start again. God knows I do. After the zoo, I dropped Jordan in front of the station. My dad didn't say a whole hell of a lot, but he did tell me once that paying what you owe is a source of pride. That's all well and good, but I don't buy it for a second.
Tonight's episode of the Junto Presents is brought to you by Dreams in the Witch House, a Lovecraftian rock and roll opera, H.P. Lovecraft's cosmic horror tale from 1933, is presented in 16 epic hard rock tracks, featuring former KISS guitarist Bruce Kulick and WASP guitarist Douglas Blair Husick. Available now on the internet webpage witchhouserocks.com.
As I head downtown, that tag passes through my brain again. One of those times you catch a glimpse of something, but when you look back, you can't figure out where you saw it. Something beckons me to go around the block for another pass. There it is, the platform on 57th. If you can't hear my words, can you see them? It's signed Salvo. I just drove by here an hour ago and it wasn't there. I don't know why, but I turn left and park under the tracks, turn off my lights and wait. After a few minutes, I see him jump down from the girder. Jeans, sneakers, a hood pulled tight, pockets full of clenched fists. One look at the tension in his shoulders and I knew what drew me to him. He's died, fresh, less than a few hours. He doesn't know it and he's scared.
Get off your ass, Calvin. What's with you lately?
I'm taking a break. The rule is we can't pick him up unless they hail us. But when his dirty sneakers splash past me, I make a decision.
Hey!
Nothing. He's already used to being invisible. I see your words, kid. I can hear him too if you'll trust me to listen. He stops and turns, half scared, half relieved.
Are you talking to me?
I can help you. It's kind of what I do. He turns and runs toward me. First, I put my guard up, but when he hits me, it's with a hard, powerful hug. Whoa, hey, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought I was going mad. Nobody sees me. My mom, my friends, people on the street. Not even the cops. And that's some real shit.
It's okay. What's your name?
They call me Salvo. Short for Salvador Dali. Because I'm an artist with the Grav. You know what I'm saying?
What's your real name? When they don't remember the simple things, it's a sign they went quick, unexpected. Sometimes they never get their memory back. Salvo, what's the last thing you remember before people stopped noticing you?
I was finishing a flare, you know, painting, hanging from the truss above the D train. Next thing I know, my spotter started running. I thought the cops were coming. But then, I was on this platform. I don't remember coming down.
Train. Imagine being in that position, adrenaline pumping, so focused you didn't even hear it coming. Suddenly you're just gone. That's enough to confuse any soul, no matter what state it's in.
I feel like I'm in some sort of alternate universe. Like this episode of Star Trek I saw once. Where
it's death, Salvo. That's what you're feeling. You've died.
Wow.
It's not as bad as you thought, is it?
Are you dead?
No. I'm something else.
How's that?
Comes with the job.
What job?
When folks that have crossed over are ready to move on to whatever's waiting for them, I take him to the station to catch that train.
Where does the train go?
That's up to you.
Do I have to go with you?
You hail me when you're ready.
What if I'm never ready?
Lots of people have been wandering around this city for hundreds of years. Some are never ready. But I'll tell you, the longer you wait, the harder it gets.
Are there others who don't know they're dead?
Some don't know. Some refuse to believe it. At that, Selvo pulls a spray can from his pocket. This surprises me, and Selvo notices.
What?
Nothing comes with you, that's the rule, but there are very few exceptions. That means you're special. You have a calling.
With this?
I didn't believe it either, a spray can. Just when you think you've seen everything.
What the hell is going on, Calvin? You know you can't turn your radio off. Don't tell me you're doing what I think you're doing, because if you are...
I better get going.
What do I do now?
You and that can have a purpose, kid. I suggest you find out what it is. After I calmed Diane down, she sent me to a wealthy hospital on the Upper East Side to pick up a fare. He was waiting patiently on the curb with silver hair in a suit. Evening.
To the station.
You know, I could take you anywhere.
No, thanks.
He knows where he's going, and a scowl on his face tells me he's not looking forward to it. When I pull in front of the station, he sits a moment, looking at the doors as if he's seen them for the first time. Then he catches my eye in the rear view.
You know where you'll go?
Excuse me?
When you get on that train? Is that where you stick around driving this cab?
Must have been a slow death. He knows quite a bit. My lack of an answer is all the answer he needs. He looks back to the entrance of the station, his whole life behind his eyes.
Wasn't worth it, was it? Whatever you did? Wasn't just one thing with me. It was a lifetime of... for money, more money, more money. When they say you can't take it with you, they weren't kidding.
I think a Selvo spray can. But knowing that's not what he's getting at, I keep my mouth shut.
Well, you do take what you did with you. All the way. Forever.
Forever.
Don't kid yourself, Mac. Whatever's waiting for you at the end of the line is better than an eternity in this cab.
His words roll over and over in my mind. Words that have been slowly but surely driving me mad all these years.
Calvin, put some stink on it. You got a wreck in the Holland Tunnel.
Yes, ma'am. As I pull into traffic, I see a fresh tag on a building across the way. Trust the man in the taxi. He can hear you. Didn't take Selvo long at all to find out what their can was for. Sure, I can hear him. They can hear me, and I can give him a ride. But trust me? How do you trust the man that delivers you to the waterhole but doesn't have the guts to take a drink himself? That guy I just dropped off died like I'm sure he lived, thinking he knows it all. He doesn't know that there is a hell, but the trains can never take you there. Hell is here, in this cab, behind this wheel. It's my sentence. I'm doomed to pay what I owe, and I have a long way to go yet. My name's Calvin Byrne. I drive the taxi for the dead.
Waiting, I found her on my way to heaven, heaven. I mean, around.
Presents is brought to you by Dreams in the Witch House, a Lovecraftian rock opera, available at witchhouserocks.com. Tonight's program was produced by Mr. Robert J. Gibbs, written by Mr. David Parkin, directed by David Parkin and Robert J. Gibbs, and edited by Mr. Timothy Thompson. Featuring performances by Mike McGill, Julie Brister, Rachel Kimsey, Vanessa Benavides, Philip Anthony Traylor, Matthew Watterson, and Lisa Larson. With original music by Cooper Madison and a musical performance by the Carl Fenton Orchestra. I am your announcer, James K. Riley, reminding you that the Junto are dedicated to mutual improvement in the lives and business they embody. Who are the Junto? Perhaps, dear listener, the Junto is you. We'll be right back.